Audio introduction for Raw ASMR, Papayoya Premiere. This audio introduction includes the following in order: performance experience, performers and characters, set, props, mood and lighting, performance warnings, trigger warnings, and booking information. Raw ASMR. The title uses the word raw to mean uncooked, untrained, fresh. The term ASMR is an acronym. It is the letters ASMR. They stand for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Touch tours. A touch tour, hosted by Amy Atkins, is available on the night at 5:50 p.m., 10 to 6. It will run for 15 minutes. There's no booking required. Please arrive and wait in the foyer, and at 10 to 6, Amy will pop out to find you. Note, Amy has had informal visual impairment awareness training. Performance experience for blind and low vision patrons. The performance has no audio description. This audio introduction is the only companion to the show. Creator Amy Atkins thinks the sound and audio experience offers plenty to enjoy, but from time to time it may be tricky to follow exactly what is happening on stage. She thinks the overall narrative is followable, but specific physical moments might be inaccessible. Experience without audio description. Since the experience of sound and voice is the focus of the show, most of the performance will be accessible to a hearing person. There are some movements, actions, and props that aren't verbally acknowledged, which could impact your performance experience. Here is a brief outline of potentially inaccessible performance elements. 1. The actor occasionally holds poses for comedic effect. 2. Specific props are manipulated close to mics to make certain sounds. 3. A few of the ASMR roleplays don't focus on sound and instead focus on visuals. The actor does not always mention what the visual element is. 4. The actor makes live audio tracks from looping sounds she records. She records these sounds using a loop pedal, which is connected to a mic. The actor uses her foot to press a button on the loop pedal to start and stop recording. How sounds are made and when they'll start looping might be tricky to determine. 5. Letitia moves a camera around a lot. For the entire show, a camera feed is projected onto the back wall. Letitia moves the camera around attached to a tripod for most of the show. She points it at props and her face. The camera distorts her face. It makes her chin small and her forehead large. Near the end, she takes it off the tripod and holds it. The video becomes shaky. She holds it very close to her face, points it at props, points it into the apple bobbing container, and points it down her throat at times. If you came along with a companion, you might like having some of the props and actor's physicality described to you, which would change your performance experience. Performers and characters. Letitia Lickett is the only character in the performance. She's performed by Amy Atkins. Kia ora, I'm Amy Atkins, a Pākehā woman, 5'4", with brown eyes and short curly brown hair. I play Letitia Lickett, a fictitious ASMR artist from YouTube. Letitia's look and outfit is very modern glamour. She radiates and glows. She's been described as a visual feast by reviewers. She wears bright yellow makeup and red lipstick, which give her an allure. Her gold sequin top gapes at the chest, but you never quite see her cleavage. Her tiny gold sequin mini shorts show off her gluteal fold. It's all very cheeky and glam. Letitia moves with purpose and is poised while speaking. When she's searching for things to do, she moves erratically with flailing arms and wide eyes. When she's getting comfortable, she holds strange poses, which engage her thighs and abs. Near the end of the play, she moves extremely erratically, arms flying, legs scrambling, eyes bulging. Letitia uses her voice in many ways throughout the show. All the voices, mouth sounds, and sound effects are created live by Letitia. The ferocity at which she eats has been called squirm-inducing. I'm Letitia Lickett. I'm an ASMR artist. I really hope you enjoy my live show. I'm so excited to be sharing my most beloved ASMR videos from YouTube with you all live. See you soon! There is only one section in the show when the sound effects are pre-prepared and played over the speakers. It's the arts and crafts ASMR section. Letitia will signal this by saying, "I've done some arts and crafts. Do you want to see?" She presents drawn versions of objects into the camera, and then sound effects that match the item are played over the speakers. Set. The theatre is a large space with black walls and worn wooden flooring. On stage is a recording studio. It's stark. The set feels sparse, empty. The spacious room has been hard to fill. Each set piece is by itself. It all feels a little bit lonely. The recording studio comprises of the following set pieces from left to right. 1. A mic on a stand connected to a loop pedal on the floor. 2. A long table in the middle of the space with a single row of fruit and vegetables along it. In front of the table are a condenser mic and a camera. 3. A thigh-high stool with a clear plastic container on it. Inside, 5 apples bob in water. 4. In the middle of the back wall, a video is being projected. For the duration of the performance, a live feed from the camera on stage will be projected here, in portrait, in the style of a phone camera. Props. Like the set, the placement of the fruit and vegetables is very particular, ordered. Nothing touches. Everything, absolutely everything, in this recording studio is a little disconnected, a little lonely. The table has a single row of fruit and vegetables along it. The notable items from left to right are a glass of water, a bottle of sanitizer, a chili, a banana, an apple, a carrot, a chef's knife, an orange, a tomato, a receipt, and a dictionary. There are other fruits and vegetables too. On the ground, close to the audience, is a raw beetroot and a peeler. It will likely be obvious when Letitia picks these up. Lighting. The lighting design emphasizes the emptiness of the recording studio. There's a lot of blue light used throughout the show, which gives the space a cold feeling and makes it seem even larger and emptier. On stage, a single thread of white fairy lights outlines the actor's performance space. Fairy lights are often used by YouTubers in their studio backgrounds. Letitia's studio uses them too, but here they don't offer the cozy, cute feeling they usually do in videos. Instead, they separate Letitia from her audience. There is a lot of disconnect in this space. There are 4 main lighting states during the performance, which we'll call the pre-show, general, YouTube, and chaos states. Pre-show lighting. The mood of this state is a little chilled, yet calm and peaceful. The state will be on when you enter the space. The house lights will be on over the seating blocks. On stage, most of the set is in darkness, but the central table is dimly lit under purple tones. General lighting. The mood of this state is confident and playful. This state is triggered when Letitia enters the space for the very first time. You'll know this by a crinkling sound going over the speakers. It is also used when Letitia is conversational, indicated by things she says like, "Well done! That was some ASMR! Did you like it?" The lighting is warm yellow. YouTube lighting. The mood of this state is melancholy, cold, and a little mischievous. This state is used for all ASMR moments. Letitia indicates when she's moving into an ASMR moment by saying things like, "This is Letitia Lickett does doctor's appointment roleplay ASMR," or voices the onomatopoeic word boop to indicate she's hit record on the camera. The lighting is blue and stark white. It replicates the blue light of laptops and phones. Chaos lighting. The mood of this state is chaotic, unnerved, edgy, and frightening. This state is used at the end. You'll know we've changed to this state when Letitia talks about and starts apple bobbing. There is also a song that starts playing over the speaker. The lighting is a sickly green. White lights keep Letitia's face visible, but strong greens shine down on her. Warnings. There is no smoke, haze, strobe lighting, or chase lighting in the show. However, there are loud, unusual sounds made by objects scraping over mics or being tapped, crushed, and scratched near mics. There's a loud soundtrack created by Letitia looping the sound of her eating an apple. And at the end, Letitia yells, unmiked, at the audience while a song is played loudly over the speakers. Trigger warnings. Loud, unusual sounds and excessive eating. Booking information. Raw ASMR is on at the Globe Theatre for one night only, Wednesday, the 3rd of May, 2023 at 7 p.m. Tickets range from $20 to $40. Concession is $20. Full is $25. Tickets can be purchased in person or online. The box office is open Monday to Friday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. To book online, visit globetheatre.co.nz and search for Raw ASMR. Companion tickets. Free companion tickets are available. Unfortunately, they can't be booked online at the time of purchase. but you can book a companion ticket in person or by emailing info@globetheatre.co.nz, after which they'll be added to your booking. Please note there is no reserved allocation for companion tickets, so please request them as soon as possible. Credits. This audio introduction was written by Amy Atkins and edited by Susan Williams.